Call the Cannier Planning Board meeting in session for September 6, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. Would you all please rise and join me in pledge allegiance to the flag? Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll do the roll call. Rudy here. Mark?
Here.
Brian?
Yeah.
Scott?
Here.
Kevin?
Yeah, here.
Tim's not here. Judy?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Mike Santa's not here, and Linda's not here. For the record, I'm going to ask Mike to come up and sit in for Tim. Okay. We should be able to go through this menu agenda pretty quickly. There's no new business. Under old business, Nate Miller, the CIP, Nate's not here. He is working on the project. I talked to him this afternoon. It's coming along very well. The only glitch that was in there, and we had discussed it at the last meeting, was on the ambulance. They're still trying to figure out, Tim's here, but I'm still trying to figure out what was going on. And from what I can gather, it was just a matter of when they can get the ambulance, because apparently the money is there.
Well, it is, and it is. We got to do some. We got to do some finagling to get the money. But
1, 2, 3.
Uh oh.
Okay.
I'll go sit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Tim,
you almost were replaced.
Oh, yeah. Man. For the record, Tim is in attendance, and Mike is going to go back into the audience. Sorry. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Sure.
You must be in a different time zone.
So the problem that came up is that he didn't know when to put it, or you know, the ambulance in there, or how to put it in there. So at least for now, it's going to be in the CIP for next year with the full amount, because it was still the other part of the issue was the price of the ambulance went up by $100,000.
Whoa.
So at least it's going to be in there for the draft, and then hopefully by the time we get around to finalizing it, the details.
One of the big issues we have is availability. They just can't get anybody to commit to an ambulance.
Right.
Some used ones, but we don't want to go that route again.
No. So that's just a matter of, just so you know, Mike has been working with a couple of different ambulance suppliers, and one of them does have a demo that they're going to be using. He's trying to get the demo and still trying to make a deal with them to say, like, well, you know, if you need to show
they
it
got,
up for something, you can.
Three commitments to demo it.
Right.
And he's trying to get them to say, yeah, okay, we'll just sell it to us, but we'll still let you use it for the demo.
Right.
And I guess they got to work that issue out.
So that's where the CIP stands. Other than that, it's moving right along, and we should have a draft. He didn't give me a date, but it sounds like he's got a lot of the stuff pretty much all sent back to us. The HOP grants, did you guys meet yet?
Nope. Cam hasn't reached out with any emails.
Yeah, he did. He sent an email out to everybody.
He did?
Yeah.
Not the mayor.
Let me check again, because he sent one out quite a while ago. Because you sent them all of the email addresses and stuff.
Did you put me on it?
Of course.
Oh, but my.
We can find it later, but we'll reach out to Cam just to have him resend it if he did send it out.
Oh, wait a minute. He did reach out asking for dates, but nothing's been finalized.
Okay.
So I gave him my available days.
So you are on the list.
Yeah,
right, okay.
I thought you were looking for, like, they set a meeting time, and I'm like, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you just send an email to Cam just to get an update, because he was not going to be able to be here tonight either.
I did. So. I talked to him today via email.
Okay. Good. Excellent. We'll get that in the works. Okay. Approval of the minutes. Anybody have any comments, suggestions? Over and Amy, I think they were very good, very detailed.
just continue to be blown away by the fact that Amy can do 375 lines of minutes in real time.
I know.
Yeah.
Tonight, maybe.
All right, if there's no comments, I accept the motion to accept.
I make the motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second it.
All right, motion made and seconded.
Scott
second.
Any discussion? Vote Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Judy?
Abstain.
Okay. I know this is the first in a month and a half. Maybe,
I know, it's like, wow. Who is this person?
Appeal updates. You can take 23 Main Street off of the appeal updates. There's no appeal has been filed, so that is completed.
Done deal.
Yeah. Foster Farms. We went to the hearing on July 29th, I believe it was, and June 29th, and we thought we were going to get an answer in 30 days. Well, obviously, it's been over 60 days, and we still haven't gotten anything back from them. I haven't heard anything from Tim whatsoever, so.
Is that something Amy can reach out and find out where we're at with that? That's excessive.
Yeah.
It is. Well, they have, in the RSAs, they have 90 days. To respond.
That would still jar them a little bit.
Well, we don't have anything that we can do with the Housing Appeals Board.
No, I understand, but to jar them to get or back just, to us, to comment, say, where the heck are you at, you know?
The Housing Appeals Board?
Or Tim.
Yeah, we could probably just mention
have
it.
Tim shake them up.
Have you heard anything? And he'll possibly say, well, we got 90 days.
Thank you. That's $250.
The question is: is it good news or bad news?
That's what I was thinking, Brian. Usually you're a fiscal conservative. So.
Well, see, it's like, let's get it off the table.
I know.
One way or another.
Exactly.
You know, if we need to do the next step, fine. But we're just kind of sitting here.
This has been how long now?
Since that one?
Yeah.
It's been about 2.5 months. Well, not quite.
No,
more
than that.
Oh, since the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Oh, that's been.
Oh yeah. It's that been was 9 months.
That was, nine.
Yeah,
nine, 10 months.
Say, yeah.
That's August 17th
was that the first big meeting last year? Well, see. Yes, but then they appealed.
It was like
and
February.
I know that the appeal I think was done. I know that was done in the winter.
Yeah, February. I think February.
I'm glad this is an expedited process.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So just from a nitpicky standpoint, typically lawyers charge by the fraction of the hour, right? So if you do get an email, they charge for it.
Yeah.
As a chairman, can you directly address the HAB and say, well, it has to go through the lawyer?
Yeah. And once the hearing is closed, then there is no more contact with the Housing Appeals Board, unless the Housing Appeals Board has asked for something. They did in our hearing that we went to. The Housing Appeals Board asked for written, not motions, but written summaries from both sides for them to kind of summarize everything and give them their kind of like, you know, when you're going into court and law, and everybody comes up and does their last thing to the jury. Same thing.
Closing argument?
Yeah, closing argument. Thank you, Scott.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit, Anna.
Everything's negotiable.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
All right, a couple of things under other business and town planning. I guess we'll do the budget first. We have to submit a budget request to Andrea tomorrow.
Sure.
So I apologize for not
getting everybody copies of this. I don't think we really want to change much in there. The only thing that I could think of that we seem to overspend was on books, periodicals, and documents, which was $150. There was $162 that we actually paid, so we might want to increase that to $175.
Yeah, because those same books that we get every year are just cost a little bit more.
Yeah. And then the other one that I was thinking about, and I've been, Mark, I wanted to kind of have you chime in on this one, was the
13 rats, Rudy.
The conference and seminars.
Yep.
Do you think that $800 is still enough for training?
We didn't spend it last year, did we?
We did. We spent $678.
Right.
So we had like 100.
Okay, so we could do an extra one this year. Maybe we can get the committee together with Linda when she's able to.
Well, this is for budgeting for next year.
Right, but I'm saying we can get the committee together right around January so that we can plan out if that, yeah, 800.
800 will do another section.
Yeah.
But do we have anything that, would anybody like want to go to any of the conferences or things like that? The board would cover expenses for that. So no one did.
You may want to increase it then if you want to do that.
I don't even know what conferences are available.
The Municipal Association puts on various seminars that you can go to, things like that. Planning ones, I think.
Kind of like the School Board Association. There's certain, they'll put out topics and you can go to these different seminars. Okay. Some are at night and some are on weekends.
Yeah.
Some are online, but those are probably.
Right, there are a few that charge. Before COVID, they had a lot of them.
Yeah.
Is there a way to get a published list of those?
Yes. I don't know. Amy, do you get that list like Andrea does from the Hampshire Municipal?
When they send me planning board relative ones, I usually forward them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it does come to the office.
Okay.
I would suggest we put something like that in the budget, a little extra.
Yeah.
Just knowing history and the way things work. I think that is a good thing to have in there.
I agree. We used to, before COVID, we had people who would go to the seminars and stuff. And then they didn't have any in-person ones.
And then Stephen Buckley, he's always been awesome.
Yes. Yeah. And we can always have Steve come in and do another update or whatever, too. So,
I think it's a good thing if we can do it, and if we can't do it, it's a bargaining chip.
Everybody attended last one with Steve Matthews, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even the alternates, right?
Yeah.
So I thought we had a pretty good show.
What do you think?
So he charges us what?
It was like $600.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's excellent.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years ago it was only $500.
Yeah.
So it hasn't really gone up much.
It's great that he'll come here and do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a short
he's a wealth
short
of
fee.
Information.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe the workforce housing would be a good one for him because everybody always seems to be confused.
Yeah.
So what do you think? 1,000?
Good.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should leave us at like $400.
Yeah, they'll cut it down.
Mm-hmm.
we'll get five out of it.
Yeah, they've always been so generous to the planning board.
Yeah. One of the smallest budgets, it's the highest percentage.
All right, the other items that are in here is the GIS system annual license and update. I've got it in as $1,500. And I talked to Brian today. He said, you know, he said probably it would be like $800 to $1,000. So I'm thinking of maybe bringing that down to $1,200 just to cover some incidental things.
You see, when he first said $1,500, that was a guess.
Right.
Hi,
Joyce.
Hey, Joyce.
Yes, he is. Chick-fil-A?
Just
yeah.
We're talking about the budget, right?
Yeah. No, just Chick.
So if you cut it, they're going to cut you again.
Well, see, that's
so don't
what,
cut your budget now. Let them cut your budget.
Well, what I was trying to do is just rearrange numbers a little bit.
Oh, but, so he went up on one, and he wants to go down a little bit.
Okay, I'm just saying you gotta do that because even with the cemetery, even though we give $10,000 back to the town,
yeah,
they still cut us. So
right,
the leaf. taking care of the leaves this year is up in the air. We may have to come back and beg the select board for some coin.
Well, see, that's what I want to try to do is to still see if we can keep at least very close to that, our current budget.
So, would you want 1,000 or do you want 11?
Go
to 11.
Let's go to 11. Yeah.
You say, because I remember him saying that he guesstimated it might be 15.
What did we have in there last year?
1,500.
1,500.
Yeah, see, the licensing fee is $500. The rest of the money that's in there is for incidental updating.
Right.
Let's say, for example, there's a new tax map information sheet that needs to be done. That would get covered under this because it's a very minor update that they would do for us. So that's what he was saying.
Okay.
You know, $800,000.
Licensing and maintenance, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Southern New Hampshire planning dues are $2,900. I think the $2,900 was the same this year. Andrea, I think we paid that bill.
Amy?
Yeah, it was
2000. That's Amy.
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 That's why she didn't respond.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It was $2,800 this year, and from the looks of it, it's still going to be under $2,900 because we really haven't grown that much. It's all based on population. Master plan implementation and planning. Just as an update, I don't have the contracts for the emergency services and what was the other one we were looking at for impact fees this year? Oh, roads. But we will have them. So hopefully I'll have them before the meeting, the selectmen's meeting for the budget. Next Friday, the 13th. So, in case there's any questions that come up, you know, but don't bring it up if there's no questions. So we will get those proposals and get those contracts signed this year. The CIP is running a little bit behind, and a couple things on that is, would you just remind Beth to call Brian, because there's money in there for doing the other cemeteries, or if you go to the cemetery trustees. He just needs to know which one she definitely wants to do, just to finalize it. So just if you can do that. And I guess there's some names that Brian doesn't have, but I think that Beth had found some in some of the cemeteries, so he wants to make sure that that's in there. So, and then that should wrap up, well, wrap up the cemeteries if she wants to have a couple more done or at least one more done, because there's money available in that contract.
Okay.
So that's coming along very, very well, too. The cemetery trustees have done a great job with Brian getting that stuff in there.
And spots and names and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not easy. I mean, you go through and a lot of records are not there because...
Right.
They went from house to house to house.
Exactly.
Every home loses something.
So hopefully we'll have as accurate listing as possible once this is done. I think it was a good investment. The other one on the roads, or the GIS system, Jeff's hasn't been able to get with Bryant on that, so that's kind of being pushed a little bit, so we might need to talk to Jeff just to try to see when he can fit that in, because I know that it's construction right now.
Right, he's close to wrapping that all up. So.
But yeah, because I think talking to Brian, I think the only thing that's left to really do is the culverts, because the roads pretty much has got a lot of the information already, either from town reports or directly from Jeff or what Dennis was giving him information to. So, but it's a matter of trying to get Jeff for a couple of days. It hasn't been easy between all the work he's doing and the new baby and everything like that. So hopefully we'll wrap that up because those funds are from last year too. So those are encumbered funds. We want to get those off the books.
Yeah.
Let's see. So those are the two things on that. The law lectures in the budget. Oh, wait a minute, going back to the master plan, I'm sorry. The only two items that I could see that we still need impact fees on is the schools and updating the solid waste impact fees. So I wanted to check to see if there was anything else that you could think of, or whether you think that both of those are appropriate to do the impact fees. Because I know I had said one time in the past, I always wondered about the school impact fees because we have such a low census. But it's a low census now. Do we need to look towards the future?
Another 4 or 5 years, we'll find out how busy people were in COVID. Right now, though, this year we had to hire 3 kindergarten teachers.
Oh, okay.
So we had that much enrollment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and this is pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Right.
Children. So then you get into COVID where people were at home.
Yeah.
Together more often there, so we may have a boom there too.
So you think that...
I think the schools should be...
The schools and solid waste would be good ones,
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I would assume there's a, you know, outside of capital, I would assume just normal operating costs, that there's a significant impact to capital waste.
Well, the impact fees can't be used for operational aspects of it. The impact fees would be for
expansion,
you know, yeah, physical things like that, not maintenance. So the two of those combined is $8,000. So that would be within our $8,500 that we have in there. And as far as I can tell, like I said,
that's low compared to a lot of places. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of places, it's $15,000.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's from Southern New Hampshire.
So that's for them to create the impact fees and implement them
in conjunction with the
too.
Planning board. Well, it wouldn't be involved with the GIS system.
Okay.
No, this is totally separate. The impact fees are a direct relation to the capital improvements plan, which is direct relation to the master plan. So the master plan, then CIP to implement the master plan, and then the impact fees to help pay for the capital improvements that we need in there. So it's they're all tied together. The problem that we currently have right now is that our impact fees aren't really appropriate. So we don't have good backing to justify them. So this will get us so that we definitely have solid, justified reasons.
They're also area of town based too, right?
No.
We were talking about that at least something was area of
town
based.
Not anymore. That
changed.
Okay.
In the regulations, there's always been that thought, like for roads, well, if you got the roads impact fees from over here, it had to be done in that area. It's not in the RSAs. And so it's like, okay, solid waste impact fees. Where are you going to allocate it? Only down on Raymond Road? Well,
no,
yeah, but everybody in town pays for it.
It's town-wide.
I drive on every road in this town.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is that, you know, if you, let's say that there was a development up near Mark and I up on North Road, well, okay, we're going to go either Merrill Road or North Road or New Austin Road to get to where we are. So that's impacting all of our roads. So we should have that in there with all of them. Emergency services, obviously, is state is townwide.
And I was thinking for the schools, like Deerfield has a problem right now where they have all those portable classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, eventually that our population grows that much that we need to do that. And that's where that money could come.
Right. So if everybody's in agreement, I'll keep these as the impact fees that we'll be contracting for.
Yep.
What's the total up to, you said?
8,000.
8,000?
Yeah.
It's still small compared to a lot of town.
And that's under our $8,501 that we have.
Okay.
All right, so we'll keep that as the same. We talked about conference. I said books. Grants is a dollar. That just reminds me, with this HOP grant that we have, is that where that is going to be tracked?
The $25,000 that was awarded?
Yeah. And do we have to worry about anything in that line as long as we just put it in the budget, a dollar? And if we get money, we get money. If we don't get, it's just a dollar.
Yeah, because typically that would reflect us paying our portion. And for those grants, there is no our portion.
No match.
No match.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that $25K came into the town. The Board of Selectmen allocated it to Southern New Hampshire or whoever's taking the money, right? So then they really crossed that gap.
We allocated it. Yeah. The planning board did. Yeah. Because the planning board is autonomous from the Board of Selectmen in being able to accept and expend grants. We have the same powers as long as, obviously we have to do it fiscally.
So did that have to land on our balance sheet?
No. See, that's what I was wondering, how that gets handled in our budget.
Okay. Right.
Right. So we'll just leave that as a dollar.
Yeah.
In there for now.
I think that mostly reflects when you have a match.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Mileage. There's $150 in for mileage. And what that was for was when the land use office assistant would go down and record the
Mylaws.
We haven't used anything in like 3 years because now we require all of the applicants or the engineering firms to go down and record the Mylars, because it got to be one of these, you'd bring it down and then it'd get rejected because there was something there, come back, and then get done again.
You should have something in there in case there's something that Amy wants to go to or one of the board members wants to go to.
Okay.
I'd say $150, just leave it in there.
Want to leave it $150? Sure. Okay. Sounds good to me.
It's inconsequential. And again, one other thing they can take away.
And the last item in there is legal notices for $400. We haven't done any legal notices this year because we only had two applications, Amy. And one of them.
And they paid for it.
And they paid for it. Yeah. So, but if, I don't know.
You should leave it in there.
The minute you take it out, you're going to need it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Where do we post legal notices? I know that they get posted at the town hall and the post office.
And the newspaper. It costs $150 each time we post. But
okay.
The applicants pay for it typically.
And the other thing is that we're required to submit registered letters to the applicant.
Yes, with notices of decision.
Right.
That type of thing. Certified mail.
So it's a little, I don't know what the cost is now, but it's gone up.
It's $8.43 or something.
This week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would we use any of this money for that committee to have the public input?
No, that's all going to come out of the grant.
That'll come out of the grant?
Yeah. That's all.
Any noticing or all that?
Yeah, that all comes out of that.
Okay.
Because there's going to be a lot of noticing.
I'm just trying to think if we need any of that noticing.
Right.
But I'd hate to get rid of it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think we should get rid of it. I just wanted to get everybody's feeling on whether that was an appropriate amount.
Yep.
Like I said.
Because sometimes you have to reallocate some of that money to pay for a certain bill.
Right. Obviously, if we had 10 applications come in next year at $45 a hit, we've already spent $400.
Yep.
All right, so we'll leave that one as it is. All right. Anybody think of anything else? Those are the.
There may be a push by one of the selectmen for the legal line, but I'm still opposed to that. I think it ought to just appear in the.
Yeah, it used to be.
Budget. Just try not to break it up. That's crazy to try to break it up.
Back in the day, it used to be that way, and then they figured it was just.
It was just a lot of effort. No.
The feeling was that the planning board has spent so much in legal fees, people should know how much the planning board has been spending in legal fees. But
that can be separated out in the annual report.
Yeah, if anybody wants that information.
Absolutely.
But it's like, it's not our fault.
Right. No, we didn't initiate those.
Exactly. Nothing in there. Everything that we have spent legal fees on has been reactionary.
Right.
No.
Well, my question is, grand total amount that the planning board costs per year, what does that amount to in the tax rate?
Well,
can you even calculate it?
No, I don't think. Yeah. It'd be minuscule.
You know, I mean, especially if you take our salaries that we get for our jobs out of it, it's nothing.
Well, the comment was made is that you know, we asked for $15,000 a year, and said like, well, yeah, but your actual cost to the town is like $30,000 with all the legal fees that you're being. Not forced to pay, but you have to pay. So it's like planning board's actually getting a heck of a lot more support than what we're showing on our budget request.
Wow.
And it's like, no.
Not really.
legal fees are cost of doing business for a town.
For a town.
Yes.
Exactly, I agree.
Well,
yeah. And if you didn't have the planning board, then it would be, somebody would have to be doing the making the rulings based on the zoning ordinance.
Yeah,
that
somebody
is
would have to be doing the litigation, that's for sure.
This board doesn't approve the zoning ordinance. We enforce the zoning ordinance.
Right. So, let me see. So our budget would go down about $45.
Nice.
It's in the right direction.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. So yeah,
we're tightening the belt.
I think we're doing our due diligence.
Right.
Where every year we come up with a little bit more fine tuning.
Do we vote on this?
Yeah, I suppose if just get a feeling of the board, if we could probably just vote to say that I don't have the bottom line number though.
Well. I can make a motion that we accept the budget
as proposed.
As proposed.
Okay, yeah. That would work.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion? Yes, Mark?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Tim?
Yep.
Judy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That takes care of both of those. Good. That's fine.
Yeah, that. Did you want to let the rest of the board know about it?
Diamond yes. Might as well.
Mm-hmm.
We had a submittal to the land use office for about a 9-unit development up off the tower, Diamond Hill. The old Hoyt property, I believe, was the
yeah.
property.
That's 75 acres?
Yeah, up the top of the hill.
Yep.
Sure.
Beautiful view up there and stuff. They submitted a plan. They have to do a preliminary layout and stuff. They submitted a plan with an application. And when Amy took a look at it, we found out that, well, actually, one of the ones things we did is we asked Brian Rudolph to give us an engineering cost estimate to do the review. So both Amy and Brian realized that there's information that's not there, like drainage reports, all those things that Brian looks very closely at. So I had asked Mark to do the pre-review in there, and Amy and Brian had contacted the engineer to get more information, but we didn't want to schedule the pre-review until we got a response back from them. So, long story short, Amy talked to him, Brian talked to him, the information still hasn't been submitted, the check hasn't been submitted to do the engineering review, and they just said that basically they wanted to put the application in just so that they could get the application in. So, I've been kind of like going back and forth with this, trying to figure out what do we have to do just from what the regulations and the RSA say? And basically the RSA says is that if someone submits an application, we have to act on it within 30 days. But if we know the information is not there ahead of time, they haven't paid for the engineering review, And they seem to be like not wanting to communicate with us, then how can we actually put it on the agenda to accept the application or reject the application? So we've been trying to work with them. Amy sent them emails. Brian's talked to them directly, and there's basically no response. So the feeling is that Mark and I were talking about this before. The feeling is that, well, let's just send them one more letter, email, whatever, saying, look, we have this information. We need this other information and a check to do the engineering review before the land use office can accept the application for processing with the planning board. So that's what we talked about doing, and we just wanted to see what the feeling was with the rest of the board.
When's the 30 days up?
A while ago.
So if it's incomplete package,
we'd end up rejecting it.
If it's an incomplete package, does it even have to be officially rejected? It's not a complete package.
Well, see, that's in theory, yes, it has to be rejected by the board. But, and maybe we shouldn't be this amenable to things, to say like, hey, look, you know, we know that if this goes to the board, it's going to get rejected unless you get this information. So it puts us kind of in a uncomfortable position, so to speak.
Have they paid the filing fees?
Not all of them. Correct, Amy?
Yeah, there was a discrepancy between the check they submitted and what is actually owed, which I pointed out to them before.
No ticky, no shirty. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. The application has not been, we have not received the application because we haven't been paid to receive the application.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's kind of, that to me is the key reason for us not to even bring it up, is that the filing fees haven't been paid yet, therefore it hasn't been filed, therefore we don't touch it.
Exactly. But did we cash the check?
No.
Okay. To me, it's on its face rejected.
Right? I don't know nothing.
Well, see.
It's not really rejected.
It's not
we
really
haven't
rejected.
Accepted it.
Yeah, it's not really filed.
Right.
Exactly.
The town has not
technically
accepted,
we haven't received anything. Yeah.
Right.
Right. So.
So we can't even act on it.
Correct.
So we're not delinquent.
No.
Because if we act on
as
it, the next person
can file
and
correct.
Not pay.
Okay.
And say, well, why aren't you acting on my application?
Mm-hmm.
So we.
But
can't.
That I have no problem with, you know, reaching out and telling them, you know, look, if you want to proceed with this, you know, you got to do X, Y, Z.
Oh yeah.
The
application fee has not been submitted properly. The information is not there for the engineer.
Not complete.
Review.
Yep.
The check for the engineering review fee has not been received. So it's kind of like it's in the hole.
The planning board can't act on anything.
I wonder if they're looking more of like for informational type information.
No. They submitted a preliminary application.
Right.
They didn't start with the informational.
Not being a lawyer, but I think somewhere in that email should be a, because of this has not been officially filed or received by the town.
Right. It can't be. Yeah, it can't be.
Right.
Received.
So they can't come back and say we didn't do anything.
We can't act on it.
Right.
We can't act
on
it until it's
funds haven't been
submitted. We can't put in that the planning board can't act on it.
No, we just
put
need
in
to
that the application cannot be accepted by the land use office for the town of Candia.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Until all fees are paid up
right.
full.
And once that's accepted and by the land use office, then the clock starts ticking.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay.
What's the engineer? Who's the engineer?
I forgot. They're out of Massachusetts. They've never done any work in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I want to say it's Hayes.
Hayes Engineering? So, yeah, so that's that project.
Ooh.
All right. And
sounds like this will be fun if they ever get their, they ever file it.
What's that?
Said, sounds like this will be a fun one if they do actually ever file it.
Yes. Okay. Just a couple of other things on GIS is I talked to Brian. If you've looked at the GIS mapping system, if you look at the overlay of the topographical map and the tax map, it doesn't line up.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to him about that today. He said, well, he said there's certain things that they can do in new areas to get those all lined up and stuff like that. He said to do it all the way across the board would be prohibitively expensive to try to get those two to match up because they're, you know, obviously the tax maps are not as accurate as the topographical maps are. So he said it's really, you know, it's really not a big issue. It's not. I used it a couple of times to look at some things that were in there. You got to kind of make sure that you know where you are. But the information is there, which is the important
part. We knew that was going to be an issue.
Yeah. And he said that
as
they could,
things progress, the corrections will be made.
Right. And he said that we could get the whole thing updated, but it would take a lot of survey work.
Yeah.
So we'll just let the developers do the survey work.
Yeah.
As we update these, well, fine. Maybe in like 100 years, everything will be actually...
But we kind of knew that going in.
Yeah, we did. I was hoping that we'd be able to do it a little bit more, but he said no. The Abutters List project is in process. And I think there was a couple of things that Brian and the crew were working on to finalize that, but I guess that's coming along quite well, which will help out Amy a lot.
And that may even be skewed a little bit, too, if we have trouble with the tax maps, as we do. So the Abutters List may not be always totally accurate.
Right, right. the other thing that I talked to Brian about was getting the tax card information on the GIS system, too. And that's something that's going to be able to be worked on by StanTech at the same time. So we'll have that information on there as well.
Yeah, you always see that. When you go to other towns for GIS, you always see that.
Yeah.
Right. I thought it was on there. It seems like I was looking up something, and I did find tax information.
Yes, it is for looking at how much land in there and taxes I got. But the tax cards have a lot more information.
Okay.
One of the things that came up, as a matter of fact, that we worked on just a couple of weeks ago is that, you know, the small lot that's next to Chase's old store up on High Street where the camper was?
Yes.
Well, that got sold. Yep. Someone bought that. And
quickly, too. That sold quick.
It did. It's like two and a half acres or something like that. The question came up was, well, there seems to be a mobile home on there. Can we just put another mobile home on there? So we looked at the tax cards. I said, oh, that's an interesting question. Mm. Because if it's then yes, you could. So when Amy, myself, and Bob looked at the tax card, it shows that there is a septic system, and it shows that there's a well. No buildings. So the answer to that is no. You can't put a mobile home there because
he's in violation.
It's a camper that's up there,
right.
And it's not a legitimate existing building because there was no taxes paid on the camper.
Because it was just a camper.
They
can
build
mobile
a building because
right.
It's a lot of wrecking. But.
Yeah. So, you know, that was one of the things that if it was on GIS system and showed up there, you could see that tax information and say, like, well, no, there was never any assessment for a building on that property.
Does it have 200 feet of frontage?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's a lot of record.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's an existing non-conformity.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Easy tiger.
What was that?
Easy tiger.
Just wondering.
It's supposed to be positive, if not negative. No. Can't.
All right. So those are the only things that I have. Like I said, the only reason I really wanted to have this meeting is make sure we get the budget done. And we've got all of the updates that we needed to get done.
We hadn't seen each other in a month.
What's that?
We hadn't seen each other in a
That's
month.
That's true.
I miss you so.
I think the next update from Nate is going to be in October, the way that I have it written down here.
That's a big meeting, isn't it?
Oh, no, wait a minute. The next update from Brian is going to be in October.
Okay.
And yeah, and so then everybody's comfortable with doing the impact fees in our budget for the school of solid waste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And yeah, I think we have a very busy meeting next.
The next one busy?
Yeah.
We have another informational too.
Okay. All right. And we haven't heard anything back from across from First Stop. That hasn't come back yet.
And there was one other information that we had. We haven't heard back on. I guess they haven't said anything else, so we're not going to worry about it. All right.
Motion to adjourn?
Wait.
Yeah.
Somebody's here for a reason, I think, so we should do public comment. No?
Just driving by?
Nothing else to do?
I owe somebody some money on the board.
Okay.
I thought this might be a good time.
Catch him.
And I didn't know you started at 6:30. I thought I was coming early.
So you had to sit through all this.
Yeah, okay. No, I was going to stay. Anyway.
All right. Any other information? All right, good. I will accept the motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.